Welcome to this demonstration of the Google Home and the Amazon Echo. And the particular Amazon Echo that I've got with me today is the Amazon Echo Dot, which is the smaller version of the Amazon Echo. And just to note, at the moment of this recording in August 2017, Google Home is officially supported in Australia. The Amazon Echo is currently not, hopefully in 2018 or sooner, hopefully. And of course, at the end of 2017, we'll be getting the HomePod, of course, which will be based on Siri. So what I thought I'd do in this demo is do a bit of a comparison in a way between Google Home, which is officially supported, and the Amazon Echo, which isn't here in Australia. The Google Home I set up via the Google Home app, and of course, that's fully accessible with VoiceOver and TalkBack on iOS and or Android. And with the Amazon Echo, I used the Alexa, as in Alexa, .amazon.com website to configure the Amazon Echo setup to join it to my Wi-Fi network. Of course, as you do with the Google Home, both of these speakers run off your Wi-Fi network because I couldn't be bothered changing my address to one in the United States to use the Amazon Echo officially. So if you need to access anything on the Amazon Echo, or most of it, you can go to alexa.amazon.com and fully set up your Amazon Echo from outside of the United States, or where it's not currently supported outside of the United States. Let me just do a physical description of both speakers. So the Google Home speaker is a cylinder round about 15 centimeters high, and I'm not too sure how round it is, but it's, you know, it's not hugely round. It's actually probably about the same diameter as the Amazon Echo Dot, actually. The top of the Google Home is not flat. And basically, you can use that touch service to do a few things with it, which we'll get onto in a minute. And the Google Home itself only has one button on it. It has a mute mic button at the back of it. And then, surprisingly, it actually has a dedicated, at least here in Australia, a dedicated wall charger which plugs into an AC adapter port at the bottom of the speaker. Probably about two-thirds of the speaker around towards the top of it is just the plastic outside. And then towards the bottom, you've got this fabric surround, which I believe you can change out to make the speaker look differently as far as colors are concerned. So that's basically the Google Home. The Amazon Echo Dot that I have, so I don't have the larger Amazon Echo, a flat cylinder, so it's round. And it's not very high. It's probably about, maybe 4 centimeters high. So it's not very high at all. It's quite tiny. It just feels like a dot. And I guess that's why they called it the Dot. And if I'm holding it currently in my hand, so it's in the palm of my hand, at the back of the Echo Dot, you have the micro USB cable that plugs in, of course, into a USB charger or a USB power point in the wall. Then right next to it, you've got a 3.5mm headphone jack, so you can plug it into another speaker. By the way, the Echo supports Bluetooth. Google Home doesn't currently support Bluetooth as of this recording, but of course you can actually Chromecast from the Google Home, or from another device you can Chromecast to the Google Home speaker. So that's the back of the Amazon Echo Dot. On the top of it, you've got 4 indented buttons, and they're at the clock face. So if I use 12 as being the back of the speaker near the micro USB port, so 6 is at the front, 3 is on the right-hand side, and 9 is on the left-hand side. So the buttons at 12 and 6, so front and back, do volume up and volume down, and the buttons on the left and right, the left-hand button is the mute microphone, which I can press now, and you might hear a bloop noise through this microphone. On the right-hand side, I've got an action button, and I can press that in to enable me to talk to the Amazon Echo without saying Alexa. And of course, that's not going to work at the moment because I've just muted the mic. Or I can just hold that button in to go into setup mode. With the Google Home, of course, I can mute the mic by just pressing the mic button at the back of the speaker towards the top.
The mic is muted.
Okay, so I've muted the mic. And of course, if I wanted to manually have the Google listen to me, I could just do a one finger tap on the top sloped surface of the Google Home to actually have it listen to me directly. And by the way, if you want to know where the actual speaker itself is on the Amazon Echo, It's on the bottom front side, so underneath, directly below where the volume down button is, if you like. All right, so that's enough a description of both of the speakers. So I'm going to unmute the Google Home by pressing the mute button on the back of the speaker again.
The mic's back on.
And I'm going to press the mute toggle button on the Amazon Echo, which is the button at position number 9 on the clock face. And you just hit a click. So the first thing I can say to both of them, hey Google, what can I say?
Here are some suggestions. You can say, turn it up, or show my photos of bridges on my TV. Would you like to hear some more?
No.
Sure. By the way, you can always ask, what can you do? And there are more examples in the Google Home app.
Thank you. Okay, let's try the Amazon Echo. Alexa, what can I say?
You can ask me to do things like define a word, play your flash briefing, and even play games. To find out more, check out the Things to Try page in the Alexa app.
And of course, here in Australia, I would go to alexa.amazon.com because I actually don't have the Alexa app on my iPhone because, whoops, just activated. Because I don't have the Alexa app on my iPhone because I've got an Australian iTunes account. Alexa, stop. Okay, so there's quite a few built-in functions that both speakers actually have. And then primarily what the main difference though is that the actions or apps on Google Home are built-in, whereas with the Amazon Echo, in this case the Dot, you can actually add actions, apps, or in Amazon's case it's called skills, to the Amazon Echo. So at the moment I believe that this recording has around about 10,000 skills that you can enable. I've probably enabled about 40 or 50 of them, and I've probably found probably about 20 to 25 ones that I use all the time, so the internal action ones on Google Home. And I just hope in the future that Google allows third parties to add more functionality to Google Home like the Echo. Now on the Echo, some of these things are going to be skills that I've already enabled, but I'm not going to go through the whole list saying which ones are enabled or not. If they don't work on your particular Echo, then just say enable and then the name of the skill, and then open or play and the name of the skill. Let's do some fairly obvious ones first. Hey Google, what's the time?
The time is 10:27 a.m.
Alexa, what is the time?
It's 10:27 a.m.
Now you might have noticed on both of these, you're hearing a sound, because what I've got enabled on both of them is a sound to let me know when it's listening and then a sound to know when it's processing. So if I don't do a whole phrase at once, this is what it will do. Hey Google, what is the date today?
It is Wednesday, the 2nd of August, 2017.
Okay, so you heard the I'm listening sound and then the action sound and then it processed it. And the same thing with the Echo. So if I do Alexa, what is the date today?
It's Wednesday, August 2nd.
This particular one's probably not going to work very well because I think the Echo thinks I'm actually in the United States. So if I say to the Echo, Alexa, where am I?
You are 1.41 miles, 2.27 kilometers, southeast of the center of Seattle.
Okay, but if I say to Google Home, hey Google, where am I?
Your current location is 26 to 28 Nara Avenue, Nara, New South Wales, 2250.
Okay, and particularly with Google, I can then ask her, hey Google, how long will it take me to get to work?
By car, the journey to work is 9 minutes with light traffic.
Which is correct. Hey Google, how long will it take me to walk to work?
On foot, the journey to work is 1 hour and 3 minutes.
And because I'm local, if I want to play a radio station, I can just ask it to play my local radio station, for example, with the ABC. So if I do, hey Google, play ABC radio.
Sure, here's ABC Radio Sydney on TuneIn.
Australia, I miss all that and I miss the bike paths the most.
Hey Google.
And I'm lucky.
Stop. Let's just see what happens with the Echo when I do that. Alexa, play ABC Radio.
Sibk from TuneIn.
No. Alexa, stop. Okay, so with the echo, I've got to specify what I want to really listen to. So if I do it this way, Alexa, play ABC Radio Sydney on TuneIn.
ABC Radio Sydney from TuneIn.
The trial of a driverless shuttle bus has begun in Sydney, and the state government...
Which is correct. That's the radio newsreader on the ABC, which I know, so that's fine. Alexa, stop. Alexa, what is the weather?
In Seattle, there's an excessive heat warning in effect until Friday, August 4th, 9 p.m. The current weather is 30 degrees with clear skies and sun. Tonight's forecast has clear skies with a low of 19 degrees.
So I have to specify what I'm talking about. Alexa, what is the weather in Gosford, Australia?
Right now in Gosford, Australia, it's 13 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Today's forecast has partly sunny weather, with a high of 17 degrees and a low of 7 degrees.
And of course with the Google Home, because it knows where I am and it's officially supported in Australia, blah, 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 I can just say, hey Google, what's the weather today?
In Niagara Park today, it'll be partly cloudy, with or a Niagara forecast Park, high of 17 and a low of 8 degrees Celsius. Right now, it's 14 and mostly sunny.
So I guess it depends on where it's getting the weather information from. It's just 1 degree difference, so that's no big deal. And I can ask both of them, hey Google, will it rain tomorrow?
Yes, the forecast for tomorrow in Niagara Park is 18 degrees Celsius with rain.
Charming. Okay, and again, remember that I've got to specify what I want the weather in what location on the Echo. So Alexa, will it rain tomorrow in Gosford, Australia? That was a difficult one. I can't do it. Try it again. Alexa, will it rain tomorrow in Gosford, Australia?
It might rain in Gosford, Australia tomorrow. There's a 61% chance. You can expect about 2 millimetres.
That's interesting. A little bit more information. To adjust the volume, you can either say turn it up or turn it down, or you can actually say set volume to and a number. So I think on both of them it's from 1 to 10, but let's just try it. Hey Google, set volume to 10. Okay, and you can tell the beeps are a lot louder. Hey Google, set volume to 6. Hey Google, set volume to 1. Okay, so very quiet. And I'll put it back to, I think it was 8 that I had on original anyway. Hey Google, set volume to 7. We'll just try 7. Hey Google, what's the time?
The time is 10:34 a.m.
Yeah, same volume. All right, so let's try the Amazon Echo and do the same thing. Alexa, set volume to 10. So we're getting a nice audio beep. Okay, let's try mid-range, which is 5. Alexa, set volume to 5. Okay, nice softer beep. Let's do volume 1. Alexa, set volume to 1. Yep, there we go. Nice little soft tone. And let's just set it back to 8. Alexa, set volume to 8. And of course, with both of them, I can press the volume up and volume down buttons on the Echo with the buttons at 12 and 6. On the Echo, 12 being volume up and 6 being volume down. Just keep pressing them. And I love the way you do it on the Google Home. You simply take your finger, go around the top edge of the Google Home on the touch surface. Clockwise direction turns the volume up, and anti-clockwise turns the volume down. Hey Google, what's the volume currently set to?
The volume is currently set to level 7.
Okay, which is about right. And I don't think this works with the Echo, actually. Alexa, what is the volume currently set to?
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
No. Okay, let's ask both of them to roll a die. Hey Google, roll a dice.
Okay, it's a 5.
Very cool, you get the sound effects. It's a bit boring on the Echo. Alexa, roll a die.
I rolled a die and got 5.
Okay, so pretty straightforward and practical. And, hey, Griggle, flip a coin.
All right. It's tails.
Okay, lovely sound effect. Alexa, flip a coin.
Tails.
Jeez, thanks. I just love those sound effects. They're great. Hey, Google, give me a random number between 1 and 1,000.
Coming right up. 904.
Oh, thank you. Alexa, give me a random number between 1 and 1,000.
Your random number between 1 and 1,000 is 441.
Cool. I can set an alarm on both of them. So if I say, hey, Google, what's the time?
The time is 10:39 a.m.
Okay, so, hey, Google, set an alarm for 10:40 a.m.
Sure, your alarm's set for tomorrow at 10:40 a.m.
Which means I must have missed it. Okay, so let me just cancel that. Hey, Google, cancel alarm.
Okay, I cancelled it.
Thank you. Hey, Google, set an alarm for 10:41 a.m.
Done. Your alarm's set for 10:41 a.m.
Hey, Google, when's my next alarm?
You have an alarm at 10:41 a.m.
Okay, now I've purposely got this alarm set via the Google app to be very, very loud because then it gets my attention. Okay, there's the alarm. Hey, Google, stop. Okay, and the same thing with Echo. Alexa, set an alarm for 10:42 a.m.
Alarm set for 10:42 a.m.
Okay, Alexa, when is my next alarm?
Your alarm is set for 10:42 a.m.
Okay, and of course I should be also be able to say, Alexa, cancel my next alarm. Alexa, cancel alarm.
10:42 a.m. alarm cancelled.
Okay, let's see if we can redo it quickly. Alexa, set alarm for 10:42 a.m. Alexa, set alarm for 10:42 a.m.
Alarm set for 10:42 a.m. tomorrow.
No, missed it. Okay, Alexa, set alarm for 10:43 a.m. Alexa, set alarm for 10:43 a.m.
Second alarm set for 10:43 a.m.
Whoops. Alexa, cancel all alarms.
Cancelling all your alarms.
That's better. Alexa, set alarm for 10:43 a.m.
Alarm set for 10:43 a.m.
Well, we just made it. That's my little alarm clock that I've got for the Echo to go off, just like a little bedside wind-up clock. And, of course, you can say, Alexa, stop. There we go. And both of these speakers will do multiple timers. So I can say to Google Home, hey Google, set a timer for 45 seconds.
Okay, 45 seconds, starting now.
Hey Google, set a timer for 30 seconds.
Second timer for 30 seconds, and here we go.
Hey Google, check my timers.
The time is 10:44 a.m.
Oh, naughty, naughty. Hey, Google, check timer.
You have two timers. The 30-second timer is running with 16 seconds remaining, and the 45-second timer is running with 21 seconds.
Okay, so we'll just let that one run down. And, of course, hey, Google, stop. Hey, Google, check timer.
Actually, you don't have any timers set at the moment.
Oh, that's weird. Let's try that again. Hey, Google, Set a timer for 5 minutes.
Sure, 5 minutes, and here we go.
Hey Google, set a timer for 30 minutes.
Second timer for 30 minutes, starting now.
Hey Google, check timer.
You have two timers. The 5 minute timer is running with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to go, and the 30 minute timer is running with 29 minutes and 33 seconds.
Okay, so if I really want to, I can say, hey Google, cancel my second timer.
All right, consider it cancelled.
So if I want to verify, hey Google, check timer.
There's 4 minutes to go.
So that was my first one. And let's just cancel that one for the moment. Hey Google, cancel timer.
Okay, it's cancelled.
So let's just do a very quick one. Hey Google, set timer for 10 seconds.
All right, 10 seconds, starting now.
And of course I can do, hey Google, check timer.
T-minus 6 seconds.
And we'll just wait. There it goes. Hey Google. Not listening to me. Hey Google, stop. Alexa, set timer for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, starting now.
Alexa, set timer for 30 minutes.
Second timer, 30 minutes, starting now.
Alexa, check timers.
It's 10:47 a.m.
Alexa, check timer.
You have two timers. A 5 minute timer with about 4 minutes and 30 seconds left, and a 30 minute timer with about 29 minutes left.
Okay, so let's try this one again. Alexa, cancel my second timer.
Cancel which timer? 5 minutes or 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
30 minute timer cancelled.
So just to verify, hey, Alexa, check timer.
You have one timer, a 5 minute timer with about 4 minutes left.
Okay, and of course, Alexa, stop timer.
5 minute timer cancelled.
And let's do the 10 second timer so you can see what the timer alarm sounds like. Alexa, set timer for 10 seconds.
10 seconds, starting now.
Let's check it. Alexa, check timer.
You have one timer, a 10 second timer with less than 10 seconds left.
Okay, there's the timer signal. Alexa, stop. All right, while we're sort of speaking about times, alarms, and timers, you can also, of course, ask it what time it is in another country. So I can say, hey Google, what time is it in the United States?
The time in Washington, D.C., USA is 8:49 p.m. on Tuesday.
Okay, or to be more exact, hey Google, what is the time in Cupertino?
The time in Cupertino, California, USA is 5:49 p.m. on Tuesday.
Okay, or of course, hey Google, what is the time in London?
The time in London, UK is 1:49 a.m.
Okay, and Alexa, what time is it in the United States? That didn't work. Alexa, what time is it in the United States?
There are 8 time zones in the United States. The time ranges between 2:50 p.m. and 8:50 p.m. Oh, okay. The capital, Washington, D.C., is 8:50 p.m.
It's actually not bad, actually. Very good. Alexa, what time is it in Cupertino?
The time in Cupertino is 5:50 p.m.
And Alexa, what time is it in London? Not listening to me. Alexa, what time is it in London?
The time in London is 1:50 a.m. on Wednesday.
And by the way, both of these speakers are sitting right in front of me, so there's no reason why the echo is not hearing me. Let's try this one. Hey Google, check my shopping list.
The three items on your shopping list are Anzac biscuits, coffee beans, and biscuits.
Okay, and I don't think this is going to work. Hey, Google. Delete coffee from my shopping list.
Actually, I can't remove items from your shopping list yet. To manage your list, please use the shopping list in the Google Home app.
Okay, and it's basically going to sound the same with the Echo, I believe. So, Alexa, check my shopping list. She's doing it again. Alexa, check my shopping list.
You have one item on your shopping list. Wine.
And I don't think it's going to work, but we'll do it anyway. Alexa, delete wine from my shopping list. Not listening. Alexa, delete wine from my shopping list. Nope. Okay, I'll give up on that one. All right, let's try this one. Hey, Google, tell me a joke.
This might make you laugh. As a golfer, it's always smart to wear two pairs of pants, you know, in case you get a hole in one.
Oh, dear. Let's try Alexa. Alexa, tell me a joke. She's not listening at the moment. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why don't sharks eat clownfish? Because they taste funny.
And this is what I like with about the Google Home. Hey, Google, tell me a knock-knock joke.
Sure. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
A broken pencil.
A broken pencil who?
Oh, never mind. It's pointless.
Alexa, tell me a knock-knock joke.
Knock-knock. Who's there? Woo. Woo-hoo! Calm down. I didn't even get to the punchline yet.
And this is a nice one. Hey, Google, sing me a song.
Songs, songs, songs. I love singing songs. The end.
Alexa, sing me a song.
Song? I thought you'd never ask. Your circuits are fused. You're feeling confused. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
Let's turn it up a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Alexa, stop. I think we've got the point. All right, let's just try a simple calculation. Hey, Google, what is 100 divided by 3?
The answer is approximately 33.333.
Hey, Google, what is 125 plus 45 plus 10?
The answer is 180.
Okay, which is cool. Alexa, what is 100 divided by 3?
100 divided by 3 is 33.33.
Okay, and I just forgot what I said before, but anyway. Alexa, what is 125 plus 45 plus 10?
125 plus 45 plus 10 is equal to 180.
Oh, it was the right numbers. Cool. All right, let's try and convert measurements. Hey, Google. Convert. Oh, stop.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Hey, Google. Convert 30 centimetres to inches.
30 centimetres equals 11.811 inches.
Oh, I always thought it was 12 inches to a 30 centimetres, but anyway. Hey, Google. Convert 4 feet to metres.
4 feet equals 1.219 metres.
Alexa, convert 30 centimetres to inches.
30 centimetres is 11.81 inches.
Okay, that must be the official measurement. Jeez, I didn't know that before. Alexa, what is 4 feet in metres? Alexa, what is 4 feet in meters?
4 feet is 1.22 meters.
Hey Google, play Six Swords.
I'm really sorry about this, but Six Swords isn't available on devices set up for Australian English.
Oh, that's a bit rude. Oh, I know what happened. I was set up for the US when I was testing it. All right. Alexa, open Six Swords.
Six Swords welcomes you. You are in Open Prairie. The road goes south and east, with a branch to the west. There is a signpost here.
And of course I can say, read signpost.
Around you is Open Prairie.
Oops, good.
The road goes south and east, with a branch to the west. There is a signpost here. At the end of this message you will hear this short tone. This means that you can say more for additional info. Try it now.
Cancel.
Goodbye.
Okay, I won't
play it.
Come back
soon. All right. You can meet your fellow players on the website listed in the companion app.
Hey Google, play Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Okay, shoot.
I don't quite know how Rock, Paper, Scissors works on Google Home. Let's try on the Echo. Alexa, play Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Let's play. At the count of three, say Rock, Paper, or Scissors. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Rock.
Hey, that is what I played. 0-0. Again.
Scissors.
Scissors slices paper. No. You won. Here we go. Rock, paper, or scissors?
Paper.
Great minds think alike. I played the same. You know the drill.
Scissors.
Scissors shreds paper. Rats. You've got me. More, please. Ready, set, go.
Cancel.
That was worth 5 stars, don't you think? Please rate this game in the skill store.
Now, this one hopefully will work on both of them. I don't know about the... So it's a skill again on the Echo, and I think it's built in, but we'll see if it works here in Australia. I haven't tried this lately. Hey, Google. Open Eliza.
I'm really sorry about this, but Eliza isn't available on devices set up for Australian English.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That's a bit of a pity because it actually works perfectly fine. And of course, as I've been saying, Eliza is another skill on the Echo. Echo, Alexa, open Eliza.
My sister Eliza is out, but I can do your psychotherapy session. Thanks for waking me up.
Hi, I'm not feeling very well today.
How long have you been feeling very well today?
I haven't been feeling very well for 4 weeks.
Can you elaborate on that?
I have a very bad pain in my tummy.
Do you like your tummy?
Alexa, stop.
Goodbye. This was really a nice talk.
Yeah, yeah. So people that may not know, because it's a bit old, Eliza was one of those AI programs written a long time ago that was supposed to be your psychotherapist. Okay, so let's see what I can play on Google Home. Hey Google, what can I play game-wise?
Let's see. We can play Lucky Trivia or Crystal Ball. Take your pick.
Lucky Trivia.
Oh yeah, this is so much better than telling you about the weather. Let me get into character.
Muppets almost.
Welcome to Are You Feeling Lucky? The game show that keeps you guessing. And I'm your Google assistant, the host. How many contestants do we have?
One.
Party of one. Right this way. I'll give you 5 questions. I'll give you a can't miss show business.
And I'm terrible.
Pavlova.
Trivia.
Okay, let's get things started. If you can't take the fun, just say stop. It's a maths problem. Which is smaller? 96 plus 50. Or 82 plus 63.
The second one.
Pavlova, you did it. This is question 2. History is upon us.
Oh dear.
Who designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C.? Eero Saarinen. Maya Lin or Salvador Dali?
No idea.
No. That was really hard. The correct answer is Maya Lin. Question three goes like this. I'm featuring creatures in this next question. True or false? Hamsters don't blink.
False. Lucky guess.
I'm looking at the judges, and they say yes. Hamsters blink to clean their eyes, just like people do. Question four has arrived. This is a wild one. True or false? Mature lobsters show no measurable signs of aging.
True.
That's awesome!
The point goes to Pavlova. Well deserved. Your last question is next. This one should be music to your ears. True or false? The original Woodstock Festival was free.
True. Ah, what?
Sorry, you got it wrong.
Okay.
You can breathe now. The game is over. Whew, and now for your results. Not bad, Pavlova. Not bad at all. You got three right. That's somewhere between zero and a perfect score. So good job. Do you want to play again?
No.
All right.
And of course, there's thousands of games, if you want to put it that way, on the Echo, of course, via skills. So one of my favourite one is the unofficial Zork. Alexa, open unofficial Zork.
Welcome to Zork Dungeon by Arbel Industries, an unofficial fan version of the great adventure game known as Zork. This version was updated on June 26, 2017. I see that you've already started a game. If you'd like to continue where you left off, say continue game. If you'd rather start a new game, say start over.
Start over.
Welcome to Zork Dungeon by Arbel Industries,
our garbage trucks
an
in the
unofficial
back.
Fan version of the great adventure game known as Zork. We've been busy making updates, including all new sound effects. Mm. Soon we will be adding more rooms and more tasks from the original Zork game.
Excellent.
This version was updated on June 26, 2017. You are about to embark on a journey into the Great Underground Empire. It is both dangerous and riveting, and you will have to use your mind as well as your sense of adventure. In this Alexified mini version of the original Zork, your overall goal is the same. You must explore the land in search of great treasures. Getting around is as simple as saying north, east, south, or west. You can also say things like open mailbox, climb up the tree, and get sword. You can also ask for help at any time or start over by saying start over. Here we go. West of house.
Oh, lovely sound effects.
You are standing in an open field west of the White House, with a boarded front door. There is a small mailbox here. You can say go north, go south, go west, or open mailbox.
Open mailbox.
Opening the small mailbox reveals a leaflet. You can say read leaflet.
Read leaflet.
The leaflet says welcome to Zork. Zork is a game of adventure, danger, and low cunning. In it you will explore some of the most amazing territory ever seen by mortals. No Alexa should be without one. Time to get exploring. You can say go north, go south, or go west.
Go west.
Forest.
There's the forest.
This is a forest, with trees in all directions. To the east, there appears to be sunlight. You can say go north, go east, or go south.
Stop.
We've saved your progress so you can continue right where you left off next time you want to play. Thanks for playing Unofficial Zork by Arbel Industries.
Now, whilst we're speaking about games, let's just switch back to a bit of productivity here. And with the OK Google, I can check my Google Calendar. And there's a skill that I've installed and enabled on the Echo that means I can examine my Microsoft Outlook calendar. So let's just try Google first. Hey, Google, do I have any appointments today?
There's nothing in your calendar, but I can add an event to your calendar if you'd like.
Alexa, do I have any appointments today?
Today, there are two events remaining. There is one event in progress. VA, Jim P. on help desk swapped with David W. lasts until 5 p.m. and then, at 3 p.m. there's VA, Rapid Company Design Showcase Webinar.
Which is quite correct, and that's my Microsoft Outlook calendar. And of course, I selected that in the alexa.amazon.com website for the setup for my calendar. Hey, Google. How do I make pasta salad?
On the website allrecipes.com, they say, place pasta in the pot, cook for 8 to 12 minutes until al dente and drain. In a large bowl, toss the cooked pasta with the Italian dressing, cucumbers, tomatoes, and green onions. In a small bowl, mix the Parmesan cheese and Italian seasoning and gently mix into the salad. Cover and refrigerate until serving.
Okay, that's not too bad. There we go. Alexa, how do I make pasta salad?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Okay, I think I've got to open a skill for that one. Alexa, open all recipes.
Welcome back to All Recipes. You were at Spaghetti Bolognese. Would you like to continue?
No.
What would you like to make?
How do I make pasta salad?
Searching for pasta salad. I've found hundreds of results. My recommendation is pasta salad recipe. It has 4.5 out of 5 stars with hundreds of reviews. And takes 13 hours 55 minutes.
What?
Would you like to hear the recipe details?
Yes.
The description reads, a dear friend gave me this recipe many years ago and I've been making it ever since. It's great for barbecues. You can ask for ingredients, or add the recipe to your favorites. You can ask for ingredients, or start a new search.
Cancel.
Okay, which recipe or ingredient should I search for?
Stop.
Goodbye.
So basically the way it works to go through a recipe step by step, and we'll do this on the Echo, so that when you're cooking, you can ask the Echo to repeat the last steps as you're cooking. It comes in really, really handy when you're cooking. Now, remember before when I did the shopping list, I said you could add items to it. So, for example, hey, Google, add pasta to shopping list.
Okay, I've added pasta to your shopping list.
Hey, Google, check shopping list.
Here's a summary from the website webmd.com.
Hey, follow Google, stop. Jeez. Hey, Google.
Sorry, I'm not...
Check shopping list.
Here's a summary from the website
webmd.com. Stop. Let's try this one. Hey, Google. What is on my shopping list?
The 4 items on your shopping list are pasta, Anzac biscuits, coffee beans, and biscuits.
Okay, so let's put pasta first, which is good. Alexa, put pasta on my shopping list.
I've added pasta to your shopping list.
Alexa, what's on my shopping list?
You have 2 items on your shopping list. Pasta, wine.
There we go. And remember, on both of them, in my case, I've got to go to alexa.amazon.com to deal with the shopping list on there. And of course, I can go to Google Home app on my Android or iPhone and modify or delete items from my shopping list. Okay, let's try this one. Hey, Google, open the crystal ball.
Okay, let me find an appropriately weird tablecloth. If you can, get closer, closer. Yes, yes. Close your eyes and open your mind. The crystal ball shall reveal your destiny. Now ask a yes or no question.
Will it rain today? Will it rain today?
Something went wrong. Try again in a few seconds.
Oh, okay. Let's try again. Hey, Google. Open the crystal ball.
The all-knowing crystal ball says, Yes, but I just picked this thing up at a bargain shop. Don't take it too seriously. Do you dare to ask the crystal ball another question?
Absolutely, yes.
Now ask a yes or no question.
Will I win $1 million tonight?
The crystal ball says... No way. I bought this thing from a pretty dodgy website. I'm not sure if it's accurate. Do you dare to ask the crystal ball another question?
No.
Come back soon to hear what the future holds for you.
Thank you. Alexa, open the crystal ball.
Welcome to Crystal Ball. Focus on a yes-no question. And when you're ready for my answer, say ready.
Ready.
The crystal ball says, why ask me when you already know the answer?
By the way, here in Australia, I can't use Amazon Music Prime, I believe it's called, on the Echo. So I'm just basically getting music off TuneIn and also radio stations and podcasts, etc., on Google Home because I've already got a YouTube Red and a Google Music subscription already. I can play music, podcasts, whatever I like from those sources anyway. Now, this one's definitely on both. Hey, Google, open the magic door.
Magic door isn't available on devices set up for Australian English.
Sorry about that. I shouldn't have changed it to Australia, should I? Alexa, open the magic door.
Welcome back to the Winter Adventure.
Oh my goodness! Look at this! The wizard's bag is here! But where is the wizard? Has anyone seen him?
The little fairy from before flies up to us.
I have searched everywhere, and the wizard is not here. But let's not be sad. It must be him who brought us this bag. Let's see what's in it.
The minstrels have stopped playing music, and all of the guests are now gathered around us. The room is abuzz with chatter about the wizard, and guests start shuffling through the gifts.
Okay, calm down.
Alexa, stop.
Okay, goodbye.
And of course, that's another text adventure.
Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/AlexaMagicDoor.
Now, when we were doing the singing one and sing me a song, you can also say sing me happy birthday. Hey, Google. Sing me happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's cute. Alexa, sing me happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Google. Tell me the news.
Here's the latest news. From ABC News at 10 a.m. today.
ABC News at 10 a.m.
Oh, I love that music.
The Coalition MP Warren Ench has launched a blistering attack on internal...
Next topic.
My apologies. Oh. I don't understand.
Critics who want him to stop
Google.
Advocating for...
Next.
From BBC Minute at 10:27 a.m. today.
It's Angelique. And Nikki with BBC Minute.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm still finding it hard to take in that Usain Bolt will retire.
Next.
From CNET at 10:55 p.m. yesterday.
This is CNET, and here are the stories that matter right now. Some crucial iPhone 8 details may have surfaced thanks to leaked firmware for
Apple's
forthcoming...
Stop. And, of course, I had the news items, what I wanted to use, set up in the Google Home app. And with the Echo, the same thing with alexa.amazon.com, the website, I set up what news items I wanted in news brief on the... On the flash briefing, sorry, on the Echo. So if I do, Alexa, what's my flash briefing?
Here's your flash briefing. In today's CNET Tech Today update.
This is CNET, and here are the stories that matter right now. Some crucial iPhone 8 details may have surfaced thanks to leaked
Alexa
hardware for Apple.
Next.
In things to try, some mornings
Alexa,
you just need a little...
Next.
From This Week in Tech.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And I'm Jason Howell from Tech News Today.
Back in March, the U.S. Senate voted to overturn broadband
Alexa,
privacy
stop.
Rule.
Okay, and now I think the thing that just popped into my mind, you can also get both of them to do a bit of a drum roll, I believe. I just got inspired to think about that because of the music. Hey, Google, play drum roll.
All right, check out this drum roll station on YouTube.
Oh, what?
I'd also, too, like to talk just a little bit about the double stroke roll.
Hey, Google.
That has changed.
Stop. Let's try one more time. Hey, Google, drum roll, please.
Sorry. I'm not sure how to help with that
Alexa.
Yet.
Alexa. Drum roll. It doesn't go shh at the end of it. It's a bit sad, but never mind. It's a drum roll anyway. Hey, Google. Play chill out music on Google Play Music.
Okay, here's a Google Play...
Whoops. Is that what he's doing then? Hey, Google, what song is playing?
You're listening to Playing Sight by Keter Alexander.
Hey, Google, stop. Alexa, play chill out music on iTunes Radio.
Getting your 94.3 WKKJ-FM station from iHeartRadio.
Oh.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness.
No. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. All right. Now, I think because I'm using TuneIn Radio, you can't sort of go by categories or genres. I've got to say a station. So let's try this one. Alexa, play Star FM.
Getting your Star 94.1 station from iHeartRadio.
Chosen as one of America's top physicians in cosmetic surgery.
So, Alexa,
you're
stop. Stop. Goodness me. All right, now, this is one I like. You can do podcasts on both. Hey, Google. Play the latest MacBreak Weekly.
Sure. Here's the latest episode of MacBreak Weekly, MP3, MBW569, pocket full of phones.
Which is correct.
It's time for MacBreak Weekly. Well, I've got a big, big show for you because the quarterly report's coming out in just a few minutes. So we've got Jim Dalrymple from LoopInsight.com here. We've got Andy Yanaka from the Chicago Sun-Times, from Tidbits. We've got Adam Engst, they're going to talk about what to look for in Apple's...
Stop. Now, just to remind you, I've been doing this sort of mainly the slow way, but again, I can say a whole phrase at once. I don't need to wait for the pause sound. I just find sometimes I like to do that. So that's why I've been sort of alternating between sort of one and the other a little bit. All right, let's try this one. Alexa, play the latest podcast of MacBreak Weekly. Alexa, play the latest podcast of MacBreak Weekly.
Getting the latest episode of MacBreak Weekly. Here it is from TuneIn.
It's time for MacBreak Weekly. Renee Ritchie's here. Andy Anako, Alex Lindsay. Renee's just back from Pokemon Go Fest. He'll have a report on the fiasco. Alex
that's
Lindsay
the one from
will
last
help
week,
us
I believe.
Deconstruct the latest Rock
that's odd.
Times Siri commercial. Shot by shot coming up.
Alexa,
Andy
stop.
With a new...
Okay. Okay, and of course, for those people that can't spell words like I can, when you're doing your shopping list, hey, Google, spell the word yogurt.
Yogurt is spelled Y-O-G-H-U-R-T.
Okay, and of course, while we're at it, hey, Google, what is the definition of the word yogurt?
A semi-solid sourish food prepared from milk fermented by added bacteria.
Ugh, sounds disgusting, doesn't it? Alexa, spell yogurt.
Yogurt is spelled Y-O-G-U-R-T. T.
Alexa, what is the definition? Yeah, stop. Yeah, tongue-tied now. Alexa.
I'm not sure.
I know. Alexa, what is the definition of the word yogurt?
The term yogurt means a custard-like food made from curdled milk.
Don't know if it sounds better or worse. Now, this is not going to work on the Echo, but it will work on the home, of course, because it knows where I am. Hey, Google. What is my nearest Chinese restaurant?
Munching Chinese restaurant is on 41 Pacific Highway in Arambar and is 4 kilometres away.
Yep, which is quite correct. Okay, let's try this one. Hey, Google. What is the phone number for Harmony Court Restaurant?
You can contact Harmony Court Chinese Restaurant at 02-432852.
Let's try this particular one. Hey, Google. Set a reminder for 10 minutes.
Sorry, create reminder is not yet supported.
Okay. Alexa, set a reminder for 10 minutes.
What can I add for you?
Need to take guide dog out to the loo.
I added need take a dog get to the loo to your to-do list.
Oh, okay. So that's my to-do list apparently. Hey, Google. Whoops, sorry, stop. Alexa, what is on my to-do list?
You have 8 to-dos.
Oh.
Here are the 5 most recent. Need take a dog get to the loo. Testing. Go shopping. Wood spot. Test. Do you want to hear your last 3 to-dos?
No.
Okay.
Okay, and again, I'll have to go to alexa.amazon.com. to change that list within the website. Hey, Google. Say, my name is David in Italian.
Il mio nome è David.
Okay, now you can't do that on the Amazon Echo, at least by default, or I haven't found the skill yet. There probably is one. Let's just try it. Alexa, say, my name is David in Italian.
I'm not sure how to translate that. But you can enable a translation skill from Alexa app.
Oh, there we go. Alexa, enable translation.
I found a few matches. Do you mean translate this or translate it?
Translate this.
Okay, I've enabled it. It may take a minute until you can begin using it. To start, just say, Alexa, open translate this.
All right, let's try it. Alexa, open Translate This.
Welcome to Translate This. Would you like to continue?
Yes.
Please indicate which language you would like, Spanish, French, or German?
Spanish.
Please choose one of the following phrases. Hello, goodbye. How are you?
How are you?
The translation for how are you is como estas. Would you like to restart?
No.
Until next time.
The really cool thing that Amazon does is, of course, being Amazon services, you can read your Audible books or Kindle books. You can say the name of titles on either service, Audible or Kindle, or you can just ask it to read my last Audible or last Kindle books. If I do, Alexa, read my last Audible book.
Getting your book from Audible. Resuming the Land. Founding. Elite Rebounds per Game Saga.
And the fame was nothing to sneeze at. In the game, there had been 2 basic types of reputation. Global and local. Local reputation would increase...
Alexa, stop. Alexa, read my last Kindle book.
Resuming your most recently added book from Kindle. Here's Endgame, Fallen Empire, Book 8 by Lindsay Baroker. Thank you, again, for following along with my Fallen Empire series. I hope you enjoyed this final installment and agree that 4 is the perfect number of stickers to
Alexa,
adorn
stop.
Combat.
Let's just try a book title. Alexa, read the Kindle book A Warrior's Path.
A Warrior's Path, The Castes and the Outcasts, Book 1. By Davis Ashura, reading from Kindle. She was comma. She knew who she was, and it was enough. She disliked when non-commas aped her kind, such as the Ruhails who had gone so
Alexa,
far as
stop.
To form their own houses. And she especially didn't like
Alexa,
the
stop.
Habits of an...
Alexa, open my Audible book, A Warrior's Path.
Getting your book from Audible. Resuming A Warrior's Path. There's 19 minutes left in the chapter, and 5 hours 29 minutes left in the book.
In the case of cultural homogeneity, which had overtaken Ashoka, she could see his point.
Alexa, stop.
Of course.
And of course, if you've got some smart switches at home, you can also control your smart switches. So I can say, hey Google, turn on Lachlan's electric blanket.
It looks like the Lachlan electric blanket isn't available right now.
Oh, okay. Hey Google, turn on Owen's electric blanket.
Okay, turning the Owen electric blanket on.
Okay, and of course, hey Google. Hey Google, turn Owen's electric blanket off.
You got it, turning the Owen electric blanket off.
Alexa, turn on Owen's electric blanket.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Alexa, turn off Owen's electric blanket.
Okay.
And of course, I set up both of them via either the Google Home app or, of course, the Alexa, alexa.amazon.com website. You can't play from another device to the Echo, but you can play from another device to Google Home via Chromecasting. So I've got my iPhone here. Hey Siri, open Google Play Music.
Play new back button.
And flip to the right.
Chromecast button.
And select Chromecast.
Chromecast. Connect to device. Finished. Kitchen Home. Google Home.
Kitchen Home. Google Home, which is right in front of me. Double tap on that.
Back button.
And hear the vroomp sound. So now I know it's connected to Google Home.
Selected.
And find play.
Play button.
Double tap on play.
Back button.
Do a two-finger double tap on the iPhone for the magic two-finger double tap. I can stop the music playing and start it again. And of course, if I flick, like AirPlay, I've got my local speech on my iPhone and, of course, the music going through Google Home. Two-finger double tap to stop. So you can actually do multiple speakers playing at the same time with Google Home around your house. I don't believe that functionality exists with the Echo. Let me just show you how you can just activate both of these manually. So if I just tap on Google Home on the top surface, I start playing, tap it again. And if I hold my finger down on the Google Home, so if I'm pushing my finger on, what is the time?
The time is 11:33 a.m.
Okay, and if I just press the action button, which is at number 3 on the clock on the dot, what is the time?
The time is 11:33 a.m.
Okay, so I've been rambling on with this podcast unedited for quite a long time. I'm going to try and leave most of this unedited so you really do get a good look at using both devices, particularly when they either got slightly confused or weren't listening to me. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.